Shapeshifters.
Our shapeshifter this evening is a reformed banker. I say he's reformed because he's no longer in banking. He's chief executive at SA Tourism. His name is Sisa Njono. Oh, who is Sisa Njono? Well, he's the CEO of tourism. But who is Sisa Njono? There's very little public information about you. It makes me deeply suspicious, Sisa.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me over. You
where,
are right.
Where is Sisa born? Let's create some information about you on the internet.
Okay, I was born in a small town in the Eastern Cape called Alice. Many people ask me where Alice is, but this is where the University of Fort Hare is.
Ah.
So up in that part of the world, very beautiful part.
It is. It is a lovely part of the world. You grow up in that part of the world. Are you educated in the area? Do you go to Fort Hare?
No, from a very early age, we moved to Port Elizabeth. That's probably where my formative years were, basically, and stayed in a township called New Brighton there initially, and then moved over to another township called Komaklaki.
Mm-hmm.
My primary years were in Port Elizabeth, and then high school went to Grahamstown. And then university in Cape Town.
Okay, very good. Now, what took you into banking? I mean, was it a natural path for you? You go to school in Grahamstown, you go to UCT. What did you study?
I studied accounting,
okay,
finance, and I literally stumbled into banking. I actually met the person who recruited me into banking, a gentleman by the name of Peter Vandenberg, and we were chatting. And he said, "You'll be great in banking." And I said, "Peter, the only thing I know about banking is my debit card, which is always in arrears." And he convinced me to come join investment banking. And so I made the move and joined APSA. Then in those days was called APSA Corporate and Merchant Bank.
Yes.
And
ACMB.
And started, yeah. ACMB, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's where it starts out. Roughly when is that?
This is 2002. Yeah, 2002.
Thereabouts. And did you stay at APSA all the way through until last year when SA Tourism came knocking?
Yeah, I've been with APSA all along. I've had many different careers within APSA. I started off in merchant banking, ended up in small business, which is a very strange thing in banking. Usually it's the other way around. A personal dear convinced me to go into small business.
And thank goodness you did, because it's such a pivotal part of the South African economy of the future. But how do you then have a conversation about moving out of banking, out of a very promising career in banking, to take on one of the toughest jobs in the country? And that is, I mean, you think it's an easy job to promote the country, but you've got to do it with on the smell of an oil rag with one hand tied behind your back quite often at SA Tourism. What got you interested in that?
It took me a while to get my head around it, to be honest with you. But I think it was a perfect stage in my life where I felt I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to contribute to something bigger than, I suppose, my own financial welfare. And the tourism space came at a very appropriate time. I also enjoyed the link towards GDP. As you know, that our GDP is really flat and kind of really sluggish at 0.2, 0.3%. And tourism has been identified as one of those priority sectors within our NDP. And therefore, towards the rating agencies, that's the lever that we want to pull as to really drive our growth. Because you'd know that the big contributors to GDP, which are mining, commodity prices are low essentially, and manufacturing, China slowed down. So that has a ripple effect basically on us. So, we want to increase the contribution of tourism to South Africa's GDP and start to have a bit more diverse revenue stream for GDP.
And the tourism sector in South Africa is a pretty robust, pretty engaging place. One of the great restraints that we've got, or constrictions that we've got, is our approach towards allowing foreign airlines in. And we had that bizarre situation a couple of years ago where SAA discontinued its Cape Town routes into the UK, and the UK being such a critical tourism market. But airlines like Emirates are coming in quite aggressively. I saw a Condor aircraft, which I think is one of those European charter flights which operate in season, and that brings in hundreds of people in a week. And so that's really good stuff happening in the South African tourism market. But boy, we could do so much more.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you touched on a very important part. Airlift is quite a key and strategic thing. You know, we've seen, lately, even the likes of Emirates introducing the A380s, which is basically more capacity into South Africa. I mean, they fly into Durban, Joburg, and Cape Town. And you're starting to see all the other airlines as well also following sync. So therefore, the connectivity is important. Bruce, we've got a beautiful country. Absolutely stunning country. And, you know, part of my job is we want to elevate the status of tourism to a much more higher level. I think it's generally understood or not understood at all. And, you know, it is in part of the work that we want to do to make sure that people can actually link their own economic prosperity to growth in tourism. Because tourism touches on so many sectors. In fact, I've got a running bet with my mates and bankers that says, show me a sector and I'll show you how tourism contributes to it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, tourism should be the lifeblood of South Africa's economy. It has been underinvested in. And, of course, SA Tourism itself, the business that you are running, you're running at the will of which government department? You report into the Department of Tourism, to Derek Hanekom?
That's right, yes, okay. Into the Ministry of Tourism.
And I mean, the government, the cabinet had to approve your appointment. I mean, this is quite serious stuff. This isn't a job that anybody would take lightly.
Yeah, I mean, again, as I said, the focus, we're under tremendous pressure, you know, on a regular basis. Treasury wants to know how far we are doing, how we are actually going to contribute more into the GDP. Again, this is the part that actually won me over to come to this space, because it's got a lot of commercial sense and, you know, commercial viability that we start to drive now to make, to essentially run SA Tourism more like a business as opposed to a government department that just kind of did stuff. You know?
But you get an annual budget from Treasury, and that budget, as I understand it, gets cut fairly regularly. What's it sitting on? About 100 million rand now?
No. I mean, put it this way. Our budget is the equivalent of a cellular phone company, just one. And they've got one company to promote. We've got a whole country to promote. We also have 9 international offices across the world, basically, that, you know, actively market and promote South Africa within those jurisdictions and to drive visitors into South Africa as well.
Okay, so what is the tourism budget then? How much do we spend on enticing people to our country?
Oh, our budget is about 1.2 billion.
1.2 billion, is that high?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm massively underinformed on that particular point. So that's really good. How then does that pie get sliced and diced? Because one of the criticisms of SA Tourism from the industry is that you've got to please everybody. And the industry, you've got some very highfalutin travel places that want you to promote them, and you can't be promoting them at the expense of the local B&B, for example. You've got a really difficult balancing act to follow.
Absolutely. I mean, the key theme that the team and I are really surrounding around is that we have to grow the industry. However, the caveat in that is that it has to be inclusive growth. And we're moving away from either or, rather to an and environment. We have to grow, but we also have to bring in new players into the space. Part of the rightfully so, the criticism from the industry is that we haven't really been communicating effectively, you know, sharing our platforms, sharing our strategies as well. You know, part of the exercise that we did was just to hold back for a second. And then I asked some simple questions. How do we decide to invest in which markets and to what extent, as an example? And the whole idea is to try to link effort, resources, investment into the returns that we're going to get back from it. So we're starting to put in very clear matrix that we're going to start to measure ourselves against. You know, for every rand that we invest, you know, how many visitors are we getting on board? I think that's from the one side. That's probably 80% of where our budget is going to go. The balance, probably about 15% of it, is really going to go in terms of what are going to be our future stars in 5 and 10 years time? And how do we start to invest in them now so that we can start to, you know, develop those markets so they, you know, become our future stars in that space? And then the balance of the 5% basically is really kind of opportunistic changes that we start to see happening around the world. You know, and I'm not sure how to put this, but when there is a terrorist attack in Paris, we tend to benefit from that because we're seen as a safer environment. When the U.S. president decides to put a ban on Muslims traveling, as an example, you know, we also see opportunities to be quickly, you know, kind of rearrange ourselves so that we become, you know, that conduit to bring those guys in.
Yeah, and I mean, you talk about it as an advantage, and it is. It sounds a little bit callous, but that's what happens in the world as money flows. And just as we put obstacles in the way of tourists when it came down to the birth certificate issue and all of that about 2 years ago, that turned people away from us. We need to stop putting obstacles in the way of people coming to South Africa to spend their money to grow this tourism industry. The guy who is in charge of ensuring that the South African tourism pie grows and creates jobs and pays the taxes is Sisa Ntshona. He is the chief executive at SA Tourism. We'll talk to him more in a moment.
Show Shapeshifters.
Sisa Ntshona is chief executive at SA Tourism. What is on your South African tourism bucket list? What have you not seen that you must see?
Domestic tourism.
Yeah. What is on that? What is on that backpack? Don't give me the party line now, Sisa. What do you want to do? What is on your bucket list? What's going to light your jets?
Well, there's three things. You know, one is about lighting up domestic tourism. If you look at most.
No. But that's your job. I mean, I'm talking about you getting in a car or getting on a horse or getting on a bicycle and going somewhere. What are the three places in South Africa that you have to see before you depart?
I have not been to the R.
Why? That's one place. I mean, I have familiar roots in DR, so I can be rude about it. But why on earth would you want to go there?
Absolutely, for that particular reason. You know, part of what we're trying to do is to diversify the geographic spread of what tourism is. At the moment, it sits in bulks around Western Cape, Gauteng, and even Durban, KZN. But we want to make sure that we start to spread, basically, this whole area around geographic spread. And it is in those hidden gems that we're trying to develop and actually showcase as a result.
Isn't that been one of the criticisms of SA Tourism, the diversification of SA Tourism, in terms of the structure of tourism being a national competency, then a provincial competency, then a metro competency, and the budgets get diluted all the way down, and ultimately tourism to South Africa is diluted, the impact is diluted when you start promoting out of the way places which are not going to get the huge volumes of tourism that the Kruger Park or Cape Town is going to get?
Well, I'm beginning to learn basically what to call the different spheres of government, that is. As you rightly said, you know, we're a national authority, but there are provincial tourism authorities and also metro ones. And they don't report to me. So coordination becomes quite key. And we're spending a lot of time to make sure that there's synergies in terms of how we drive and how we see the strategies in execution points starting to come throughout. So it becomes critically important that when we take messages of South Africa, you know, overseas, that we do not only showcase what I call the big monsters, but also those hidden gems, you know, that we want to profile so they can become part of our offering as South Africa.
Okay, I mean, that was the CEO's answer. You want to go to DR. You're the first person I've ever met who does, by the way. But in terms of South Africa's true tourism heritage, what's the one place you've not been to that you think would be just spectacular? What's on your list to visit next?
I personally, my family and I have been speaking for some time to go to Tzaneen, as an example. And just to experience to experience a culture and almost immerse yourself in there. You know, we tend to kind of go in and out over 2 days, but to immerse yourself, you know, in terms of the people, the culture, the food, the flavors, the smells and everything else, basically, in that regard. So that's probably on my own and my family's kind of personal bucket list. We tend to, I'm an Eastern Cape boy, so the bias is always kind of going towards the Eastern Cape side part of the world.
No, it is. We tend to go home on our holidays, and there is just so much to see. When we look at what you're trying to do, tourism. You've only been in place 6 months, even?
No, since October.
Yeah, so less than 6 months. What are you hoping in a year or two to be looking at in terms of having achieved?
I think organizationally we're doing a lot of work to make sure that the way we organize ourselves around the table, you know, we actually have the optimal organizational structure that becomes key. I'm looking at cost efficiencies right across the organization. We are essentially a global operation because we operate in different jurisdictions with different labor laws, different currencies, basically, and to really make sure that we really eke out the most efficient way. And to identify those quick wins that we can get, basically, the tourism numbers starting to pick up both domestically and also internationally into South Africa.
How do we get more South Africans to travel around South Africa more?
That's a very good question, you know. And we probably going to be spending a get South Africa to move. I'll answer a question now, but our ultimate aim is we are trying to make every South African, each one, 54 million of us, a tourism ambassador. And in order to become a tourism ambassador, it assumes that you actually know the country that you live in. And we are working through the provincial and the city structures to say, how do we start to create deliberate packages that actually start to get South Africa to move around? Remember, you know, tourism is an experience, and we are competing with hard commodities. If you've got an extra 3,000 rands, do you go for the weekend in Mpumalanga, or do you buy yourself a cell phone that you can hold and touch and see? You know, so we're trying to kind of get people to travel, and almost like travel with a purpose. That things like job creation is not just government's problem, but we can all contribute to job creation. And many people ask me how. Then I say, well, if you decide to travel to Mpumalanga over the weekend and you stay at a B&B, the financial footprint you leave behind becomes a catalyst for that particular space. And so you can get those economies kickstarted, kind of going.
Sisan Jona, we must leave it there, but I thank you very much for coming in. I wish you luck with it in terms of helping to transform the tourism landscape in South Africa. It's a politically contentious space. It's a challenging space to sell because everybody wants, and I've been Googling DR while you've been speaking. Yeah, have fun in DR. See you on your next holiday. Don't tell your kids it was your idea. Sisan Jona, he's got the big job of promoting South Africa and tourism across the country.